I'm Kelly Morgan, a professor at the University of Florida in Soil and Water Science Department at the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center.
You gave some information about nutrition in the face of HLB. Tell us what HLB does to nutrition.
The leaf concentration is reduced in all HLB trees. We've known that for a long time, since HLB was found in Florida. And we've been struggling all this time with how do we manage the trees to get that leaf concentration back up, because that's always been the indicator to the growers as to the health of their trees. And so we've looked at foliar applications, and now we're looking at a combination of soil pH to make the nutrients more available, as well as ground-applied nutrients.
You gave a list of recommendations. You want to run through them a little bit?
Yeah, the key is the sufficiency scale. We have a publication, Nutrition of Florida Citrus Trees. That publication will be updated this year. We're working on that. And the key thing growers need to be aware of is to keep their nutrients in the sufficiency range. If they're applying enough foliar nutrients as well as ground applied and can keep their leaves in that sufficiency range that's in the manual, then that's the best they can do. If they're constantly above it, they can back off a little bit, but if they're lower, they have to increase either foliar or ground applied application. But the key ones are potassium, calcium, magnesium, manganese, and zinc. Those seem to be the key nutrients that you have to pay attention to. And what we found out is that you have to apply much more of all of those things than IFAS recommended in the past. And that's really the key to it.
You talked a little bit about nutrition in relation to tree growth versus yield.
Right. In a study that Bob Rouse and I did that we've published now, we found that if you only apply micronutrients foliarly, you have to apply about three times the current IFAS recommendation for manganese and zinc. What we found is that if that concentration applied three times a year would increase the growth of the tree, but also increase the yield. If you go higher than that, leaf concentrations went above that optimum range. We grew a much larger canopy, very dense canopy, but the yield was reduced. And so if you're rejuvenating your trees, you can rejuvenate it by applying excess nutrients, but at the cost of yield. So if you want to balance that out, you have to reduce your applications a little bit.
Is there any big issues we missed on nutrients?
We're constantly looking at nutrients and ways to make nutrients more available, and that's why we keyed in on soil pH. That's critical. Most growers are now adjusting the pH of their water or the pH of their soil, and that's a very good thing, and that's proving very beneficial. We're now looking at three different locations, here in Immokalee, at Fort Pierce, and at Lake Alfred. We're looking at a wide range of nutrients and the combination of those to determine exactly what the recommendations in the future should be.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.